Exclusive, Representative Matt Gaetz, Senator Mike Lee vow to hold Google accountable if it skirts antitrust fixes. By Sean Moran on August 14, 2024. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Senator Mike Lee, RUT, wrote a letter to Google on Wednesday, stating that they plan to hold the big tech behemoth accountable should it try to avoid a court-ordered remedy to address its monopolistic status. Lee and Gaetz wrote to Google CEO Sundar Pichai after a federal court ruled that Google maintains a monopoly in search and text advertising and has engaged in anti-competitive behavior to maintain its 90% market share in the search markets. The conservatives argued that Google's dominant status leads to suppression of free speech and even manipulation of Google search results that prevented Americans from easily accessing information about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. This suppressive behavior has been evident in the past, as shortly after the 2016 election of Trump, Breitbart News published this leaked video, which shows the internal reaction at Google headquarters and its mission to make populism a blip on the radar of history. Leaked video shows Google leadership in dismay at 2016 election. Similarly, before the 2020 election, Google suppressed Breitbart News in its search results. Real full story here. While the Justice Department, DOJ, said it is seeking a range of remedies to restore competition in the search market, Gaetz and Lee noted that big tech platforms have often flouted court rulings and settlements to address their anti-competitive behavior. Whatever remedy the court imposes, we will be watching closely to ensure that Google follows the law. The resolution of DOJ's case comes at a possible inflection point, as the rise of artificial intelligence has the potential to reshape competitive dynamics in online search, or to further entrench Google's monopoly. Google continues to integrate its own AI technology ever deeper into its search results, placing an AI knowledge box at the top of its results. Google's apparent desire to extend its dominance amid the arrival of AI-integrated search suggests that the company may have an incentive to evade any behavioral conditions included in the court's remedy. We express these concerns because of the unfortunate, long-running history of big tech firms flouting court rulings and settlements intended to redress their anti-competitive behavior. For example, serious allegations have been made regarding Apple's compliance with a 2021 injunction requiring the company to allow more competition in its App Store. It would be disappointing to see Google follow in Apple's stead, engaging in an effort to skirt the law and evade legal responsibility. Emphasis added. Gaetz and Lee letter to Google by Breitbart News unscribed. Breitbart News reported that potential solutions for Google's anti-competitive practices include a ban on paying other tech companies, such as Apple or Samsung, to use Google as their primary search engine or even compelling Google to divest from its Android mobile software operating system and its Chrome internet browser. Lee and Gaetz contended it would be a mistake for Google to believe it could avoid a potential antitrust remedy and keep its monopoly intact. In 2023 alone, Google's parent company, Alphabet, spent nearly $15 million on lobbying. Eric Schmidt, Google's former CEO, has admitted that close government ties work in Google's favor, the conservative lawmakers continued. Mr. Schmidt has used his foundation to influence government policy and even indirectly paid the salaries of employees in the Biden White House. Gaetz and Lee said they plan to hold Google accountable should it avoid the court's fixes for its monopoly status. Let us assure you, Republicans in Congress are prepared to hold Google to account if it fails to abide by its obligations under the court's remedy, they wrote. If we observe any effort by Google to evade a court-imposed remedy, we will be vigilant to pursue any and all solutions necessary to hold your company accountable and fully restore competition in online search. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.